My guest today is Joey Small, a rap singer who's just got his first big break as a movie actor. Joey, tell us about the movie.
Hi. I play a teenager who's really into roller skating. I wanted to do it because it's something new, and I like to give people the unexpected. It was a challenge for me, the acting, and trying to do that and the skating at the same time was awesome. But the toughest part was just getting used to the routine on set. The early starts, the retakes. You don't get any of that in rap, but it went great.
You look like a very good roller skater. Was it really you?
Sure was. Actually, I'm from the Midwest. We do a lot of skating there, so I already had some skills. But because the movie's set in the 1970s, the skates had to be old-fashioned ones. I mean, I learned on inline skates, and there's a different technique involved. But it was cool once you got the hang of it. We had coaches help us do things, though, but I was a little more advanced than the other guys, so could pull off some of the moves a bit sooner than them.
Was it fun doing a movie set in the 1970s?
Well, we had to do a lot of homework. We were told to watch all these old 70s movies and TV shows and talk like people did in those days. Some of the actors couldn't do it without laughing, but I was okay with it. And there were acting coaches who really prepared us. They made all the difference, and you had to do what they said. And we had to wear funny 70s clothes, though people said I looked quite cool in them, actually.
And what about working with Laurel Brighton, who plays your mom in the film?
Well, people say she's not an easy person to work with, that she's unfriendly, but I reckon that's unfair. She was by my side through the whole thing, and I know I couldn't have pulled it off if it hadn't been for her. I'm really not an advice person. I like to do everything my own way. That's just how I am. I'm my own type of dude. But I listen to Laurel because she knows what she's doing.
What advice do you have for kids wanting to get into acting?
Well, basically you learn what you have to say, and you try to get it right. But you can always retake a scene if you mess up. More important, you've got to use your ears. Listen to the words as you say them. Otherwise, they won't sound natural. That's what I picked up from Laurel, and it worked. I don't think the average person would really understand what she was talking about, because I didn't either. But after I did it, I definitely got what she was saying.
What's it like for a kid your age dealing with fame?
I just try to make the best of it. Sometimes I don't feel like being bothered when I'm not working and people come up to me. But you gotta be polite. Some people respect your privacy and some don't. But hey, it's our job. We always like the front end of it, when people go buy our records, our movies. And we like to buy the cars, the homes, and jewelry and stuff like that. Loss of privacy is the price you pay. I don't have a problem with that.
And what of the future?
Well, it'd be cool to think I'll be offered more movies, but I'm not counting on it. If it comes, it comes. And in any case, it needs to be the right thing. I guess I'm a rapper at heart, and I wouldn't like to give that up in favor of acting. But who knows, maybe there's another avenue just about to open up for me. Something I haven't even considered yet. I'm only 19, so I'm not closing any doors yet.